Yeah. Well, tell me about how you got your hay in. Could you tell me about that?
Well, if you're somebody to help you, you pick that up, throw it up in the truck, haul it out to the barn and throw it off and carry it back in there and stack it. It's a job now, good with that hay.
Yeah. Did you, when you first cut it, it lay in small?
Well, you couldn't see it, just that cycle on the mowing machine and cut it and it'd just fold back, just lay it. And the sun had killed it. Of course, it depends on how much moisture you had in the ground, how quick it would kill. But long about now, you say, like the weather is now and the moisture in the ground, why, you could cut hay today and bale it tomorrow evening. Like the hay is here, if you take some places where it's ranker, you know, and thicker, maybe it wouldn't kill out so good.
Ranker?
Yeah, it grows bigger.
That's it. Well, Mr. Ammons, you'd rake it into what? Small?
Well, windrows. They got a rake just for that, you know. You can rake it as near to just have a roll of hay there. Well, of course, it rakes into 8, 10, 12 feet wide, and you can rake a space that wide, you know, and just pile it in a roll right here. And you just straddle it with your baler and take off, and that baler pick it up and bale it for you and kick it out, and somebody can pick it up and haul it in.
Yes, sir. Did you ever fill up the barn all the way?
Oh, yeah. Barn almost, yes.
And then you'd have to stack it in what?
Well, you better run out of hay, because you can't stack it outside. The weather will run the top bales anyhow. Yeah. Well, it's running all the way down to it, stacked outside, unless you had something over it.
Did you ever see him put anything over it?
Yeah.
What would they put over
it? Some kind of a plastic-looking deal that spread over it.
You ever seen maybe one with four poles?
Yeah.
And a sliding roof?
Yeah. I'll put it up that way.
What was that called?
That's shock.
A shock?
Yes. Yeah, I'd one year here, well, I had good grass back over there to make hay out of, and got in there as a mule mower. And I cut that mess down. Well, I just only cut part of it at the time so I wouldn't get it all ready to come a rain on it.
Yeah. And
I'd break that stuff up there and shock it up. But you've got to fix it where a cow can't get a, just stand and get there and pull it all out. Now they'll just stay there and they'll eat and pull it out. I put it right on the ground, then they're going to pick up. They'll just try to push in the front. Well, I put out my four poles just out from each corner. About 2 feet, maybe not it, but 18 inches. I don't remember, it's been a good part. And I nailed me some poles around it on these posts, you know, and they'd have to reach over. They reach over and get some hay, and if they drop some down, why, they'd pick that up immediately. And, but if you had it where you just have access to it, you know, and get up to it as close as you want to, I ain't never eat that hay when it. Without a fire up croaking the ground. More than that.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see it out in the field, maybe in a what? What'd they call it when they put it in the field?
Well, that's cultivatable land, I reckon. It's cultivated and
did you ever see maybe put it on a thing in a field?